Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. In this series, we cover the real tax rules that make cost segregation work. Today, we are talking about one of the most powerful tax code sections a property owner can use. It is called Section 168K, and most tax pros just call it bonus depreciation. Let me explain what this section does before we get into why it matters for cost segregation. When you buy property for your business, you do not deduct the entire cost in year one. You spread it out. That spreading process is called depreciation. The number of years you spread it over depends on what kind of property it is. A commercial building takes 39 years. A residential rental building takes 27 and a half years. Equipment might take 5 or 7 years. Land improvements like parking lots and landscaping typically take 15 years. Now here is the thing. Waiting 39 years for your full deduction means the government holds your tax savings for decades. That costs you money in the form of time value. A dollar today is worth more than a dollar 10 years from now. Section 168K changes the math. It allows you to take a big additional deduction in the very first year you place qualifying property in service. Instead of spreading it out, you deduct a large portion right away. The percentage has varied by year. Congress set it at 100% for a period, then began phasing it down. The exact rate you get depends on when you put the property in service. Your tax advisor can tell you the current rate. Here is where cost segregation comes in. The building itself, the structure in the shell, does not qualify for bonus depreciation. 39-year property is not eligible, but the shorter life property inside the building is eligible. 5-year property qualifies. 7-year property qualifies. 15-year property qualifies. A cost segregation study finds that shorter life property, it separates the carpet from the concrete, it pulls out the specialty wiring, the decorative finishes, the site improvements. All of that gets moved into the 5, 7, and 15-year buckets where it belongs. And once it is there, Section 168K can apply. So the study and the code section work together as a team. The study creates a short life property. Section 168K lets you deduct it fast. Think about what that means in dollars. Say you own a commercial building that costs $2 million. Without a study, the whole thing sits in the 39-year bucket. No bonus. You deduct about $51,000 a year. With a study, a competent engineer might reclassify 20 to 30% of the building into shorter life classes. That could be $400,000 to $600,000. Apply a meaningful bonus depreciation rate to that, and you could be looking at a first-year deduction that is many times larger than the no study result. The cash flow difference can be significant. More deductions now means less tax now. Less tax now means more money you can reinvest, pay down debt with, or put towards your next property. One thing to keep in mind, bonus depreciation rates are set by legislation and can change. They have changed before and they may change again. So the size of the benefit depends partly on timing and partly on the current law at the time you place property in service. That is not a reason to wait, because the base benefit of accelerated depreciation exists even without bonus. But it is a reason to work with a qualified advisor who knows the current rules. The bottom line is this. Section 168K is the multiplier that makes cost segregation so valuable right now. The study does the work of finding the short life property. This section does the work of moving the deduction forward. Together, they put real money back in your hands in year one instead of spreading it across decades. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To learn how these rules connect to your property, explore the authority library in your report.